From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There was a brief scare in Washington today as police evacuated the Capitol and Supreme Court buildings. The apparent false alarm came as people gathered for the state funeral of former President Ronald Reagan. More than 100,000 people are expected to file past his flag-draped casket in the Capitol Rotunda today and tomorrow. NPR's Andrea Seabrook joins us now from the Capitol. Andrea, what happened earlier today?
Well, we were sitting here getting ready for the ceremony of President Ronald Reagan's casket arriving and lying in state here. And there was a sudden call over a loudspeaker system that is throughout the Capitol. A police officer came on yelling, actually, "This is not a drill. This is not a drill. Get out." And everyone evacuated the Capitol as fast as they could. I've never seen anybody run this fast, much less hundreds of people run this fast, as far away from the Capitol building as they could get. As we were running, we could see the office buildings being evacuated as well as the Supreme Court building. And we got about, the huge crowd got about two blocks away, at least where I was, and the Capitol police said to turn around and go back. And we found out from them that they had called a aircon red, meaning that there was some kind of airplane in the airspace over the U.S. Capitol and White House, which is closed airspace except by permission only.
That's a rather large airspace. It doesn't mean in the immediate vicinity of the Capitol, but within several miles of the Capitol.
Right, exactly. And that the plane was somewhat unresponsive to air traffic controllers, at least for a time. And then they called us back in, and here we are back in. And I think what it shows is how tight security is right now, how carefully they're watching these ceremonies here.
As we're speaking, Andrea, Mrs. Reagan has deplaned at Andrews Air Force Base just outside Washington, D.C., and within several minutes, I should think, the president's casket should be off the plane and on its way to Washington and then on the procession to the Capitol. Tell us a bit about what's going to happen this evening.
Well, his casket will be in a hearse until they cross the Potomac River and come over into Washington. They'll drive up to a point that is at 16th and Constitution Avenues. That's right at the midpoint between the White House and the Washington Monument. There, the casket will be loaded onto a caisson that will be drawn by the Army's Old Guard, 3rd Infantry Caisson Brigade. And they will pull the caisson, horse-drawn, up to the Capitol, up Constitution Avenue. It will be followed by a riderless saddled horse that signifies a fallen chief. It will have boots in the stirrups pointed backwards. That signifies the chief looking back at his troops. When they get to the Capitol, there will be a 21-gun salute by soldiers on the House lawn. There will be 5 seconds of silence between each shot. It's really striking how much this is a military ceremony. Air Force jets will fly over, guards of all the different forces, Air Force, uh-huh. Marines, Army, Coast Guard, will carry the coffin up the steps into the Capitol building.
This is a state funeral, and we should be hearing from the chaplains of the Houses of Congress, I assume, and also from, is it Vice President Cheney who'll be speaking?
He'll represent the White House. The President Pro Tem of the Senate, Ted Stevens, and the Speaker of the House will also speak.
Dennis Hastert. So it's to be a rather short service, a state funeral service, today, and then a memorial service later in the week on Friday, I guess, at the National Cathedral.
Yes.
Andrea Seabrook at the Capitol, thanks a lot for talking with us.
You're welcome.